Good afternoon and welcome to the Q&J Squared podcast. My name is Jay Yiannopoulos alongside Quentin Fawcett and Johnny Wells, and we're here to bring you just sit here and talk about life. And so just we're here to discuss what we got. We're just a bunch of guys just trying to get through this crazy time of coronavirus. So what do you think, fellas? It's been a crazy few weeks, hasn't it?
It's been a ride for sure.
It's definitely been something.
Yeah, to say the least. Really has. What do you think this virus has taught us as people?
Well, for me, I think it's taught us to just appreciate every day, you know? Being in quarantine, I don't have much to do, sitting here, you know, every day is special. So that's what it's taught me so far.
That was Quentin
Johnny,
there.
I don't know about you, but your days doesn't seem to change.
My bad. I guess for me, it's kind of pretty much the same. I mean, you got to take life one day at a time, and I mean, be happy that, like, I saw somebody I had on Snapchat the other day said, be happy that you at least have the opportunity to be bored, because some people don't even have that. So just relish what you have more than anything else.
Yeah,
right. Definitely something we've never seen before. So this is new for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to actually appreciate people a lot more. Just being around people and seeing people. I go to the store now, I get a little freaked out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Little things you take for granted, you don't have anymore.
Yeah. I get freaked out now a little bit by people just because of the germs and stuff, but. We can't let a virus dictate the way we live our lives, but I think, you know, I think humanity will be better.
All for the social distancing.
Yeah. And so it's crazy going to the stores. I don't know if you guys.
I think we're going to get through. Oh, yeah. It's been barren a lot.
But we don't want to harp too much on the coronavirus. I mean, there's definitely other things going on than this.
We really don't.
Like, how about Tom Brady going to the Buccaneers? That is big news.
That is big news.
That was a strange signing for me. I thought I'd heard news about it being a possibility, but I didn't think that it was actually going to happen because from a just team standpoint, I didn't think that it was the best place for him to go. Offensive line, it needs work. They have the weapons, but I don't know if they can protect him effectively.
I don't think it's so much.
Well, obviously he thinks so. I think they have the best receivers in the whole league. So, I mean.
He's got the receiving core.
They definitely have the best receiver core in the whole league.
They have the best receiving core, no doubt. They had two top 10 wide receivers last year. They had two of the top five leading receivers that led in yards. I mean, there's going to be no shortage of catching prowess.
I mean,
for sure. You have Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Marquise Goodwin. I mean, they have the options. They just need somebody to give them the ball without turning it over. Every other possession.
That's very
I think
true.
It should help the defense too, knowing that they won't have to be on the field so much.
Yeah, I think
yes. I don't know, that division is tough.
Yeah,
the Saints are definitely the top.
That's gonna
dog
be a dogfight this year.
No, it's clear cut who
they're definitely gonna need.
The Saints are the best team.
There's no Dolphins. There's no Jets. There's none of those bad teams
made at this point at 40.
I mean, is there anybody in that division that you just count out completely of winning that division? I don't think there is.
There's no one because even Atlanta just got Todd Gurley. I mean, like everybody in that division, like loaded up the best that they could with free agency this year.
The Panthers just made a quarterback change.
Oh, well, then, yeah, they're the only team that I count out for sure. Yeah, I'm not even going to lie.
I don't know if I'd count them out, though.
I don't know.
I mean, Christian McCaffrey is going to be good for 5 weeks after that. I think they're going to be one of those teams that, like, if you take them lightly, though, they'll burn you just because of Christian McCaffrey. But everybody else on the team, there's going to have to be a big jump to see if they can reach some of their potential, like DJ Moore.
I mean, there's,
you know, Teddy Bridgewater can truly be a franchise quarterback and things like that.
Brady's coming from a division where he had four divisional games that he could pretty much just sleepwalk through and win.
Oh, yeah.
And the Dolphins twice, the Jets twice. He could just sleepwalk through those games and win those games. He's not going to have any of those games. He's got to play every divisional game.
And at the best abilities, too. Like, he can't just rely on the running game too much either.
The AFC East, though, I think the Bills are definitely going to win that division. I mean, I wouldn't count the Patriots, but I think the Bills.
Yeah, I hate that
they got their quarterback some help.
They're set to start Jarrett Stidham. Like, they don't expect to sign any other quarterback right now. They want to sign Jarrett Stidham. I mean, play Jarrett Stidham, which I think is a – if they want to win and prove that they can win without Brady, I think it's a bad move.
I still think they're going to make a quarterback move eventually. I don't know who it's going to be, but I think they're going to pick somebody up.
This is a crazy thought. What if they tank for Trevor Lawrence next year?
I mean, their defense got depleted pretty bad by the Dolphins, other teams. But, I mean, look at that team. That's still a playoff team.
Like, that'd be a good Patriots move.
Or they could just trade up.
I think you still have a playoff team there.
They could still make the playoffs and then trade up.
Look, they trade them. Okay, I know Quinn might hate this one, but what if they actually manage to trade for Deshaun Watson?
That's a crazy thought. That's too crazy and off the wall. It's not going to happen. The question is, do you really trust in the Bills that much? That's what you have to think. Do you trust in the Bills that much?
At least get 11 wins.
But are you going to lock them in the top of that division?
And I hate to say it, but you can't sleep on Miami because they made a lot. They made smart free agency moves, and if they do well in the draft, they could mess around and actually have a team that could compete in that division. Now that it's been,
but can you lock in a team at the top of that division? You can say for sure it's going to win. Yes or no?
Bills are the only one that I can lock up.
That's your team that you can lock.
That's the team.
That's your lock. The Bills, the Buffalo Bills, the team that can't get out of their own way when a playoff game. You're going to lock them at the top.
I believe that they have enough because their defense is top three. As long as
Josh Allen plays
like a competent quarterback, they shouldn't have any problems.
I don't think you can do that. I think there's three teams that can win it, and all three of them have a shot.
I don't know.
Who do you have the least faith in that division?
The Jets. The Jets have no chance. Jets. Zero chance. I could see the Bills, Patriots, or even Fitzmagic getting in there. I'm telling you, either any of those teams can win it.
It'll be definitely
any of those teams can win it. But it should be a good NFL season.
Whenever it eventually starts, it should be a really interesting one.
Can we all make an agreement that we would be fine with sports restarting with nobody in the stadiums?
I'd be okay with that. I would 100% be all right if we started sports and there were just no fans.
I just want to see it in real life.
Jaden.
Can't watch the classics forever.
So you
right?
But you'd be okay for it live without people there.
Oh, yeah, yes, for sure.
100%.
At first, I was opposed to it because I was like, it's not the real thing, especially with March Madness. It's like, kind of defeats the purpose, but now we don't have a tournament, and so it's like, man, it really wouldn't have been as bad.
It's
with
more
fans in the stands.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Right, they just got to get it settled down with the players.
Yeah.
The players can't get any more.
Yeah. But I mean, like, with the NBA and Major League Baseball, I'm just ready to see a season. Like MLB, I just think they're just going to pick up where they want on the schedule. They'll play at least a couple weeks just to warm up, get back going with spring training, and then they'll start the regular season. And honestly, I think they should
expand. I really don't think they're going to have spring training, honestly.
Right, but no matter what the circumstance, everybody's with it being back alive.
Yes.
No fans, and, whatever.
And I would take not even having fans in the NBA Finals if they at least played it, personally.
For sure. I think that everybody just wants it to be back in some capacity.
That also makes an interesting argument. What is the home court advantage? Like, does it really matter at that point if you don't have any fans screaming?
Well, maybe they could do some neutral site deals where they play outside of like a hot spot, like instead of playing in New York or somewhere like that, Washington State, California, kind of avoid the hot spots and play different places.
The good thing is you don't have to worry about an NBA playoff game being in New York, so.
That's true.
You're right.
And so.
Maybe pick
Location. Brooklyn's set to make the playoffs, actually.
Yeah, but still, it's not like MSG.
It's
like
definitely something they're going to look up. Like, I don't know if you could have it in Houston, San Antonio, Dallas, either. I don't know what city doesn't have it a lot in the NBA, but I'm sure they're looking at it.
I think they're going to be playing in Montana at the Montana University, or the University of Montana. Out there in Big Sky Country, camped out in the bathroom playing basketball.
They need to play it. I don't care where they play it. Just play it.
Yeah,
no matter where.
No matter where you have to play it, please just play it somewhere. And that's why I'm excited about this 2K tournament that they're supposed to be having tomorrow too. Like it's something. It's something sports related, and it even has the players.
I think it's cool that KD's doing it too.
I could care less.
He tested positive for.
I could care less.
And honestly,
you're just mad because the game hates you.
I mean, the thing is, like, KD is kind of seen as a bad guy, and I think he's going to change his image. Because no one liked him after he went to Golden State. Personally, I didn't. But he developed an attitude there that. A lot of people didn't like, and I think he kind of realized that. So I think going back to Brooklyn and, you know, being with Kyrie, leading the team again, I think it's going to be a humbling experience for him. And I don't know. I really see that his image is going to change.
Kyrie's beyond toxic.
Kyrie is the most toxic teammate ever. Like, if you just take basketball out of – if you just take the toxicity out of Kyrie Irving, he is probably the top point guard in the league. But He brings so much negativity to a team that it makes it hard to even have him on the roster half the time.
I mean, he got their coach fired for what? For making the playoffs with a bunch of spares? I mean, I don't understand. Why did he get fired?
I don't understand that either, especially like it's more than halfway through the season. Like that, you don't fire the coach in that situation. Like that it doesn't make much sense.
I mean, Atkinson didn't have Durant all season, and he didn't have Kyrie for most of it, and they're still in playoff position. So, I mean, I don't know what he did wrong.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I don't know. Kyrie, I like the way he plays, he balls, but it's just, man.
Ever since he's wanted out of Cleveland, he just bounced around.
Yeah,
he kills the locker room for some reason, and I don't know what it is about his attitude or his mentality, but he is like Kawhi, he's to himself, but he doesn't hurt a locker room like Kyrie hurts a locker room.
Kawhi made it perfectly clear from the beginning he wanted to go to Los Angeles, one of the two teams.
At the end of the day,
that's what he did.
And that's true too. Like Kyrie isn't even up. Kyrie isn't upfront about any of his feelings either. He doesn't even let his own team or front office know. Well, this is what I plan on doing. Because even Boston thought that he was going to stay and sign a new contract. Like and it adds to a negative perception of him, but he kind of creates it himself too.
Yeah. Kyrie is like relationship problems 101. Like, he is, like, he just causes a lot of drama.
That's why I hadn't won anywhere. That's why I hadn't won anywhere since he left LeBron. That's why they've won literally nothing.
That's why he won nothing before he had LeBron either.
LeBron was really shocked that he left. It was really was a shock to him. And so,
because he couldn't understand how like they're in a good situation, they lose the finals after winning it, and he just suddenly wants out. Like it doesn't make much sense from a player standpoint. Like, not too many players would turn down that opportunity.
Well, not many players went out of Boston either, but Kyrie did.
Yeah, so you're right. Not many players went out of Boston.
Well, Tom Brady wanted out of Boston.
That's a different situation. That's a different deal.
Totally different situation.
So, yeah, and then.
But when do we think?
When
the baseball season is going to get going back?
I think late May.
What's the first season that's going to come back? Is it going to be baseball? Is it going to be basketball? What is it going to be? What do y'all think?
That's pretty interesting. I think basketball might come back first.
I think baseball.
You say basketball.
I think basketball and baseball will simultaneously come back. But I think basketball will be in a remote
location. I think they don't come back on the same.
But this is the thing also. Baseball, you play outside. Like, you're gathered up, but you also play outside.
Yeah.
And so it's a little more distant than, like, basketball. But it's interesting.
The stadiums are way bigger too.
Yeah, and if you do it with no fans,
it's inside in a packed in arena, it's a way bigger.
Yeah, and then right. Again, most stadiums still.
Which I mean, most teams already don't play with anybody in there. I mean, look at some of these teams. They just don't have anybody show up.
Even Tampa Bay Rays make the playoffs, and they have no one come to their games. It's insane.
Yeah,
I'm interested to see how some of these players come back too after this break.
Well, baseball, you're gonna have to have a 2-3 week spring training again.
Yeah, baseball at least, players are gonna be tougher for them. But seeing basketball players maybe being more healthy, maybe be a little bit more explosive coming out of this break, I think that's going to be fun to watch.
I don't know. Everything was going, and then to have it halt and then restart, there's going to be a period of time that just – I just hope basketball doesn't go just right back into the playoffs, because some of those series are going to be very rough. I think you're going to see a lot of upsets if they go straight in the playoffs. Somebody's going to get upset early by somebody. Yep.
Teams that don't have too much team chemistry, like the Clippers, I would think, that haven't been playing together all year long, I think they're going to have a few major downs, because they changed that team up so much.
And everybody hadn't been healthy. Everybody hadn't been playing all year. And then to have this break.
It'll be interesting.
You never know.
I think they should just play like a round robin or a tournament of some sort for the NBA to just get back into things. And even in baseball, I think that'd be kind of cool. Kind of do like a tournament to kind of warm everybody up, have a winner's bracket, loser's back bracket. That way everybody's still playing games.
Yeah. And so then you don't feel like that you got slighted because of the virus and you weren't well enough prepared.
Well, I think that's what the spring training period is for. They might play a few games in that to get ready and then pick up with whatever date it is on the schedule they start opening day with there. But we'll see. Literally nobody knows anything of what's going to happen. So.
So, in other sports news, LaMelo Ball recently purchased his basketball team that he plays down in Australia. That was in the news today. I honestly kind of forgot about the Balls after, what's his name? The father, LeVar. That kicked off of ESPN, so I don't hear much from him. So I guess good.
Lonzo's hanging around because he can throw some lobs to Zion, but I mean,
other than that. The other one's like what? In the farm
system? Their whole deal went down when, he's in the G League. Their whole deal went down when that one stole stuff at UCLA. That derailed all them.
Yeah, it wasn't a good look. But
they immediately go to what is it? Where do they go play professionally at? What country? Some country they immediately go play professionally at. And the other one can't go to college. And you never know what's going to happen when you go play professional and skip college.
Yeah. And so, well, boys, what do y'all do during quarantine? What do you do to pass time?
What do we do? Try not to watch the news.
Dr. Fauci is my guy, though.
Johnny? Dr. Fauci. Everybody needs to listen to Dr. Fauci. That man knows what is going on.
What does he talk about?
He is like
the head doctor,
coronavirus expert, dude. Every day, or usually every day. Sometimes he misses.
I know. Johnny, for me,
what are you doing? You already had classes online.
Yep.
So not so much change for you.
Just homework in 2K. Starting babysitting pretty soon, so that's going to be interesting.
Oh, what? What did you start?
I'm going to start babysitting pretty soon.
Babysitter Johnny.
But you've had experience with this before, right? You've had experience with this before. Where you want to talk about that experience? What did you do?
I worked at a daycare.
A daycare. For
like a year and a half, I think. I think it was a year and a half. 2 years?
So how is this babysitting deal going on right now with everything going on? How is that going to work?
Well, it's like a family friend, so just going to go over to their house and watch little boy. It's going to be fairly easy. Wow. Of course, you know, since most things are closed down, it's hard to find a job, so... This helps. What about you, Nat? What have you been up to?
You've had a number of odd jobs, though. Champs in the mall. How was that?
I mean, due to the fact that it couldn't last very long because of this, it was easy too. I was more or less getting the hang of it.
Did you get any free shoes? Anything for free from Champs?
No.
Nothing free.
No.
No, that is unfortunate. Well, I've just been doing online classes. There's not much going on.
No hoop sessions or anything?
I mean, you gotta stay at home order now. So, I mean.
Oh, and speaking of that, have y'all seen that cities have started to take down basketball goals? Like outdoor basketball goals?
It's very sad.
Yeah, you gotta stay in your house, dude. You can't leave.
That's in the bigger city. I'm glad I live in the country.
Jaden, go outside. Your student teaching is over?
Yep, it's over. I miss my student.
Your student teaching is over?
If any of my students are out there listening, I miss you guys and girls. We're a great bunch of students.
What's your shout out? Had to tell them bye.
Hopefully, I know it's not likely, but if they do going back in May, highly unlikely. I'd like to go say bye to them, but
oh gosh,
they show up for their graduation when they graduate.
No, And you're supposed to be graduating this semester too. So how is that going to work? Do you think you're going to do it online? How's that going
to
happen?
I will graduate. I have to take really all I have left is everything else got waived except my certification test, which more than likely that may get put back or waived because you have to go to a certain testing center. But other than that, feel good about where we're at. Just keep studying and looking over materials to where I'm prepared for the tests. And other than that, I feel pretty confident that we'll get it done. It'll work itself out. And so I'm trying not to stress about it. Just miss hanging out with the fellas, doing fun college things.
Good. I know. Not being on campus has been the worst.
Yeah. Even living on campus. Everybody misses it.
Johnny, you're trying to come back to UMHB. How are you feeling about that?
Feeling pretty good.
You're feeling good.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Like that TikTok song.
How's your life been? Good. I know you can't really coach right now.
I know. Summer basketball is probably on hold. Everything's probably gonna get canceled here, so we'll see.
Well, it's definitely something that we'll have to see play out, but hey, at least we got the show. We get to talk about life a little bit. And so
we have the show.
So for all our viewers and listeners,
we'll do out there, an episode, what?
For all of the viewers and, you know, listeners out there, this is a show about the people, by people who care about people. And so we want you to be involved. We want you to sign up to be on our show and hang out with us for a little bit. You don't have to hang out the whole time. We want to hear your thoughts, what you got going on. We want your input. So check us out on Instagram.
You want to tell them how they can apply to being a guest?
If you want to apply to be a guest, you can just follow us.
You want to tell them how they can apply to be a guest?
The Q&J Square. You log, sign that in. Shoot us a DM. Then also follow us and then share it to your story. And that is your application to be on the show. And so we already got slots filled up. And so we're really looking forward to have more people on the show because we want to know what you got to say. And we do specialize in sports. We do like that, but we want to talk about travel and music, other things like that. We want to have debates and stuff, and, you know, we'll even talk politics.
Just everything that anyone can be having going on.
Yeah.
You said what? I didn't hear you.
We want to talk about anything that anyone has going on.
Yeah, anything.
And so,
anything at all. So,
go ahead.
I'm sorry?
You can even send us questions and topics or anything.
Yeah, when you send in your thing on the – send us a message, include what you might want to talk about too. That might help as well. But, yeah, y'all, are we good? You think we should wrap it up? Y'all done?
I think we should.
I mean, if that's it.
Something good that's going on right now.
I think we're
going
to try to do one of these. Okay. Let's, Johnny, tell me something good, big dog.
Something good. I'm alive. I feel like that's always a good thing to talk about.
You're alive. All right, Jaden, something good.
I'm just spending a lot of time with family. It's a good time. Kind of reminds me to be grateful for my family.
You get to spend a lot of time with family.
That's a good one.
People eating all the asparagus in the house. People, yes. Gotta love it.
I love it.
And I am going to tell you a good Bible verse that I try to live by, which is Mark 9:23, that says, I should have this memorized, but I don't. Anything is possible if a person believes. There's a lot of bad things going on, but anything is possible. Believe. All right, so I think we're going to try to do one of these every, Thursday, once a week?
Yeah.
That sounds all right to me.
Some things. We'll probably have some giveaways next week. So Let's spread the word. Let's get some
listeners. Be on the lookout for it.
Yep. Follow us on Instagram, Q&J Squared.
Follow us on Instagram. What's that at again? What's that at again? Drop the at.
At Q&J Squared. Y'all come and give us a follow, okay?
All right, good. We got that. We got that. We got that plug in there. All right, so I think that's going to wrap it up. Thank you all for listening, and stay safe out there.
You guys have a great day.
Have a great day.